you know, when you go way out your way, you know what I'm saying, to give good energy, show love, peace, yeah, prosperity, that what you say?
Yeah.
When you do definitely that prosperity, and then somebody don't reciprocate that with you, and then actually even doesn't even reciprocate, they disrespect you, then that's when you get a different type of slim. Top of the move, started at the bottom, dreamt of a Hellcat, now I got it, dreamt of a Corvette, now I got it, taking big leaps of faith, no doubts about it, made my mama proud, made my mama proud, every time she see me, Nisha get his cracks a smile, I made my mama proud, made my mama proud. Y'all know what the fuck going on, man. Bleep me out, Freeze. Yeah. Episode 38. Go ahead. What was it again, Three?
If you know like I know. Huh?
Let me try this out. Let me try this out.
Okay, man. Get back. Scoot back a little bit.
If you know like I know.
Top of a
that was cold.
Top of the mook is back.
Add to the ad lib, man.
Had to take it there, man.
Episode I actually did sturdy on that one, man. Give me one,
yeah,
man.
I give you props, but yeah, electricity. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I actually did sturdy on that one. I put some effort in that one.
You definitely did, bro. I give you a props.
I even closed my eyes. You know when you close your eyes, you really about to try.
I do it every time. I close my eyes every time I give them a good tune.
So that's okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't tell because you got your glasses on, but I was trying to cover up your eyeballs.
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Got the wonder what's going
trying
on.
Trying to cover up the pupils.
Got to do that, brother. The retina is too vibrant.
Yeah, 100%, man. How you feeling today?
Man, I'm feeling pure, positive, energetic, and definitely looking for longevity in life and money fucking and everything else, man.
You damn right.
That's for sure.
I hope everybody else is looking for the same.
Man, listen up, baby.
Because it could all be hoo-wee.
Episode 38 special.
Yes.
All praise the Most High. We don't dance with the devil.
Man, it might be a 38 special if you're out there.
Bah, bah, bah. Listen up. If anybody out there want any kind of promotion, special,
Product placement.
You know what I'm saying? Got a lot of room here for
you. Make your own phone? Did you make your own phone?
Did you make your own phone? Got a phone case?
Yeah, I got a terabyte phone. Yeah.
Okay, big terabyte.
Yeah, because you know you always film and document. Damn,
boy,
I
got a terabyte, boo.
Gotta have a terabyte, brother. But if y'all make your own terabyte phone, guess what? You got some product placement right here on top of
the definitely can do it.
Personally. And guess what? You get to talk to Mr. Organic personally. Just DM him.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying? If you got some product placement, you want something out here, you want something on the wall? You
I'm Miss No Organics.
So first off, let's shout out to my nigga, The Real Icon.
The Real Icon, man.
Shit, use a cold blood. We forgot to talk about that in the last episode, man.
That's crazy.
That's one of the realest top level supporters.
From the sea. You
know, yep. A real one.
Still around, holding it down. Yep. His big business, doing crazy things.
And we met him in person, too. You know, we was out there with Omi. Shout out to Omi and the Hellcat. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Omi. Made sure my dog came through.
Yep, because he wanted to meet Omi, too. So we like, yeah, come on through. You know what I'm saying?
That.
So he came through, showed love. You
that's
know what I'm
saying?
That's a blessing. And yeah, man, he been sturdy from the time we met him. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, he's just cold at what he do, man. Real arts and craft brain. He top level with it, man. Look what he done. Make sure y'all tap in with him, man. The Real Icon.
No, that's for sure, man.
You know
tap
saying?
In
on
with
Instagram.
Him. And make sure you like, share, subscribe this on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Just don't watch it. Make sure you subscribe, man. Subscribers go up. You know, everything go up. We need that.
And top of the Mook clips, too, bro.
Got to have the clips,
got to
man.
Subscribe to the channel with that. Got to go to Top of the Mook on Spotify, all streaming platforms.
Definitely and, do that.
Make sure y'all, if y'all watching this on YouTube right now at Top of the Mook, make sure you subscribe right now. Watch these videos from beginning to end. And when you go to these streaming platforms, like let's say if y'all on y'all drive, y'all know some of y'all might want to visually see it and hear it because it's the most legendary shit ever, right?
Right.
But if you're in your car and you know you want to be safe, just have it hooked up to your Bluetooth, man, and let it play through the Spotify and watch it again later. You know what I'm saying? But if you want your products here, you want you got energy drinks, you got waters, you got hats, you got clothes, you got shirts. If y'all want us to wear it and you know give it a good love and shout out there, man, make sure y'all tap in with my dog Mr. Organic on Instagram and make sure y'all holler at him, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I know I don't be on Instagram like that, so I don't be seeing them DMs and everything like that.
For
you know
sure, for sure.
That's my strong suit. That's his strong suit.
So I definitely sure y'all see tap everything. Tap in or get
Mr. Organic
out.
With a K.
Mr. Organic
with a
K.
Blue check mark.
I got the blue cheesy. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of imposters out there, a lot of GMO organics. They not me, man.
GMO organic. Huh?
Yeah, man, with a K. Make sure you DM me. And if you got some propaganda to be laying, let's do that, man. So we appreciate you guys. But we back, man, episode 38. And as we're starting this episode, we have some tragic news. We live in Los Angeles, California, if you don't know. About four years back, I went through a crazy situation where someone attempted to rob me. Thank God I came out on top because God was
on
my side.
Oh, no, they attempted to rob us.
Damn right. That's
yeah, we was together,
true.
Brother.
You had a loaf on you, too, boy.
I did. I had
nigga,
big cash in
happened,
the pocket.
Said, man, I got the most money I ever just had in my pocket at one time.
Yeah, because I don't carry cash.
Crazy,
yeah, it was insane. I don't never carry cash. So anytime I get any amount of cash, I tell three, I'm always trying to go to the
right to the ATM.
Right away. You know what I'm saying?
Put it right there. Hey, man, let's go to the ATM. Like before.
I don't like walking around with cash.
Like, man, this is the most money I had in my pocket in a long time.
You gotta know, like, in 6 years, we've been doing YouTube and all this social media shit, bro. I've never one time ever had money in my hand. I've never showed big wads of cash. Yeah. I never showed, that's not my stilo.
Super fast.
But yeah, so that day, I had a big wad of cash in the pocket.
Yeah.
It was something else going on that day, too, because it was, fuck, I forgot.
We was doing a meet and greet.
We was doing a meet and greet, but no, there was two components, right? I had money in my pocket. I think you had just got a new phone.
I did just get a new phone.
Yep, you got a new phone.
Yeah, but I just had my chain on. Shit,
that's there go the chain. It was something.
That was the thing that called everything.
But you also had on MCM shoes with the MCM backpack. You was acting tight dumb.
Yeah, I didn't have the backpack, though. I had the MCM
shoes. No, the backpack was in the car, though.
The backpack was in the car.
Oh, that's what we did. We had went to Rodeo
Gucci.
Drive.
I got the Gucci shoes in the car.
And that was in the car. I had a water cash, three has Gucci shoes in the car.
$900.
Yep.
Yeah, that was crazy.
My pocket was exploding.
Yeah, you had that fat boy pocket.
Yeah, for sure.
That was crazy. But anyway, man, as we're sitting here, man, you know, breaking news that
he would have came up that day, though, boy. He hit that lick.
Oh, I mean, for sure.
He would have came up.
No question about it, man.
For sure.
So, thank God everybody came out on top.
Go ahead from there, because he did. He definitely tried to rob both of us, and then y'all know the story. If y'all don't know the story.
Yeah, it is definitely us, you know what I'm saying? But I had to go through an
extra. We split. He ran that way. I ran this way.
It was a movie. The movie coming soon. Just stay tuned.
For sure. I seen a fan while I was running, and I jumped in the car with the subscriber.
That's crazy.
As he was watching my video?
You're running over the overpass.
Crazy.
He's watching the video. As he's not just like, oh, that's talk. I know he's
watching. No, he's watching it. He's in the car with his girl, and he's watching it. And I'm running across the bridge.
Crazy.
Tall guy.
In L.A.
What's that, Minnesota? Open up the damn door. Jumped in the back seat. Yeah, girl trying to kick me out the car and everything.
Nigga, get your ass.
Who chased after you? Hey, no, hell no, keep going.
Facts.
Shit. You know what I'm saying? That was wild. But he like, man, I'm just watching your video. It's literally in his hand. He's driving, phone in his hand like this. Move over. They're going to lock the door. I'm jumping in. Crazy. You know what's crazy? Like, I'm surprised he never, like, I never seen him, like, reach out. Because after that happened and we told the story, I thought he was going to, like, reach out. That's kind of crazy.
That nigga pilot's with him.
Hey, no, nah, hell no. You might not let me go there.
I'm just playing. But yeah, that was crazy, bro.
Yeah,
but,
for sure.
You know, thank God that everybody came out of that situation.
Yeah, but LA in general is just.
It's not to be played with.
It's not to be played with.
You know what I'm saying? But as we sitting here, as we just logged in to start this podcast, we see that PNB Rock, a Philly rap artist
Prayers up for PNB Rock,
was
man.
Shot in attempted robbery at Roscoe Chicken and Waffles. Which is, you know, you already know any Roscoe's, they got some in, I think one in like Pasadena, one is like in Hollywood, and one is in South Central Illinois.
The one where he's at was dead smack in the hood.
So the one he's at is in South Central Illinois. Yeah. I mean, I say Illinois.
LA.
Shout out to Illinois.
Yeah, Chicago, but they don't be playing with either.
That's probably why. Yeah, for sure. But I don't, man, so hopefully, you know, he pulled through. I don't know.
Yeah, prayers up for PNB Rock, man.
By the time this pod dropped, y'all probably already know what happened, good or bad, but any way it goes.
Hopefully the
man,
outcome is he made it.
Yeah, for sure, man, because end of the day, it's
because they ain't conditions unknown right now, right?
Yeah, conditions unknown right now. And it's a video out. I don't know if everybody should see that, but it's not looking too good. But, you know, anything with God's help, you know, can fix anything, man. So prayers up for sure, man. But you got to be safe out here in L.A., man. As a person that been through that situation and has flashy stuff, have jewelry, have crazy cars and all that.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you love all things about comic books? The stories, the art, the characters, the creators? Then listen to Comics Discourse 114, where three friends discuss both current and classic comic books from all publishers and the creators behind them.
You just got to move accordingly and stay prayed up, stay paranoid.
Yeah, because a little backstory for the people, my bad. A little backstory for the people that don't know. We just talked about how I got away, right? But the thing is, when Three ran another way for the people that don't know and is only just tapped in recently, Three went to a gas station. Robert caught up with him. Three fought over his life. Three got hit in the head with the pistol. Three beat up dude, took his gun, and pulled that thing too. It wouldn't chambered up though. You know what I'm saying? But it's a whole story behind it. If you want to go to Mr. Organic channel, type in Mr. Organic robbery, pop right on up. Everybody was on World Star Fool. Understand if you didn't know, now you know. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So you would fully know. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, we don't know the scenario or how it took place with PNB Rock. You know what I'm saying? But it could have been like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And the thing is the outcome.
Everybody don't win.
Yeah. The outcome, honestly, you know what I'm saying? Three, it could have easily happened to Three.
Easy.
Duke could have had a chamber instead of hitting head in the head, Three in the head with the pistol. He could have easily just shot Three in the head. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Whoa, and imagine that, boy.
I know, right?
What the fuck?
I know. I don't try to think about it.
But the crazy part is that day, I'm giving it the fuck up. know what I'm saying? Like, three, like, listen, I know how the culture is with getting your jewelry taken and shit like that. And good thing is I've never really been passionate about jewelry ever. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, if I do and I got something going on, a motherfucker come to rob me, listen, I done robbed people, so and I done been robbed. You know what I'm saying? Right. But the thing is, though, is I'm giving it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm giving it up, you know? But you fought. You won. All blessings and praise to the Most High.
Yeah,
you know
most
what I'm saying?
Definitely.
But it could have easily went the other way.
Yeah, I advise most people to give it up. You know what I'm saying? It's fight or flight. You know what I mean? I've been in incidents before, and I just ran and got all. Is it going to be fight or flight? Like, literally, I've been in situations where I ran, got away, and I fought and got away. You know what I'm saying? It's just your instinct going to kick in. Was I trying to be like, nigga, no, you ain't taking this? No, my instinct was like, nigga, no, I just went. I couldn't control it. I didn't think about it. So I don't advise nobody to do that, because a lot of times you don't come out on top. Speaking of that, like the Sauce Walker situation, is two incidents that took place at the same time, right? So now the full information is out now, right?
Right.
So Sauce Walker was in a situation, he came out, a guy tried to rob him and his friends. He fought the guy, got him off, dude ran off, right?
And then went to rob somebody else and got hit.
There you go. So you robbed him.
No, I'm not saying the dude got hit. I'm saying the dude went to go rob somebody else.
Yep.
And then he shot that next person.
Next person tried to fight back. Yep. Dude had a gun with him and everything.
Yep. And got
but
shot.
The
with
robber
it.
Wasn't going this time, nigga, and knocked me off and then shot him and killed the guy. Yep. So yeah, there was two exact.
And then there was that clip of him running down the street, right?
Yep. So it's two exact incidents that happened with two guys fighting back. One survived, one didn't. Yeah. So, and that's 50%. That's an F in any school. So that don't look like a good percentage right there.
100%.
Even with the Pop Smoke situation, I heard he fought back. They had him. He was going with him at first. And he, the nigga tried to get him.
Give it up.
And then.
Yeah, boom. He said he took off the Rolex in the shower.
Yeah.
Gave it to dude.
And then
next to know, he just
nice
tried to bump.
Then,
he tried to do the ace from Peyton Fool.
Right.
And then got hit. Rest
right,
in peace.
Right. So yeah.
Just give it up, man.
Yeah, that's
I'm giving
best.
It up. There ain't no shame in my game.
Make
but
sure
it's
y'all
something
get
about being in the culture, bro, where it's just like it's a roast if your shit get taken. I'm pretty sure it's not a good feeling.
For sure.
But at least you can replace that shit.
Most
you get
definitely.
What I'm saying?
But
you
some people just
can't
wired,
replace your life, man.
Yeah, some people just wired different. They come from different backgrounds. And like I said, your instincts will kick in. Like, you just ain't going to. Like, I've been in that situation. I didn't think, like, nigga, not today. You're not taking. I just, nigga, it just happened. You know what I'm saying? Just like when I ran initially, the second time it's just
was
like.
Was it like not today? It seemed like you was like not today, brother.
It was instinct, bro. It was instinct. I didn't have a chance to think.
But
I
you had moments before where it wasn't instinct, right? You said you had moments where you was fight or flight, right?
Yeah.
You've had the flight and you've had the fight moments, right? The last one was purely fight, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is yeah, it kicked in from instinct on the second time, because on any other time where you had to catch flight,
right.
The thing was is you like, nigga, not again this time.
I mean, probably my instincts did that, but I didn't.
Hell yeah, because subconsciously people don't like that shit.
Hell no, I don't like that shit, nigga, because I've been in situations like when that cartel situation had to run up out of there.
Yeah, I mean, it's no different than even with me. You
see,
know what
that's
saying?
The same. That's like the area we was at. My bad, like the Manchester. Man, I said, look at them, the Manchester, the La Brea and all that. I said, look at that,
La Cienega.
Yep, he was like, man, raised in L.A., I never been to Roscoe's on Manchester, Maine for a reason. Prayers on B&B Rock Wild, because that's the real hood. You know what I'm saying? Just
for
like, like Randy's Donuts. Everybody know Randy's Donuts is. That's a smack dab in Inglewood.
Sure.
It's like
we was out of bounds.
It's like Manchester and La Brea. Like, that's the real hood. That ain't no regular stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially with no jury on and none of that. Unless you with 100 people from there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you, it's a full understanding that
for
day.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? So,
but the thing is, what I was about to say, though, bro, is like, you know, it's not a good feeling, like, even if it's a situation where you should have fought, but you didn't fight, and then the next nigga gonna catch the beating because you felt like you should have beat on the last nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I understand all that. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is in those situations, you know what I'm saying, like, how you felt in that time, you know, it was instinctive because motherfucker don't like that, but it's something about the culture, because I don't think that shit happened with white people like that.
No, white people fight. I seen white people fight all the time.
Yeah, they too tight.
They
going
fight
for the
harder.
Fight. That
they
is
fight
true.
Fighter,
that's
faster.
Dope, yeah.
Them crazy white men.
Yeah, with no type, some of them take no structure either, just be ready to die.
Yeah,
that shit is true.
They go all the time.
That is true.
White folks fight every time. Get off me, dude. Get the fuck out of here.
That's a good point. You're right, though.
Come on, man.
But it's something about niggas with jewelry.
But it's jewelry, bro. It's the difference. Because nigga want that. And then it's like, and you already know this, too, man. There's a nigga. A nigga gets a nigga, he going to operate a little bit more to kill you.
It's going to be a roast. They're going to put your chain on the internet.
No, it's just a nigga instinct quicker to kill a nigga than a white man. You know that?
That is crazy.
Niggas ain't killing no white people like that. They quicker to kill another nigga.
That's a fact.
And it,
terrified of the white people.
Oh, fight. Yeah. They love, I'm going to let them go. Forget
won't
it.
Won't even beat them up.
Yeah. Well, black nigga, they going to fan you out for just acting like you don't
want to
give something.
For acting like you even want to fight them.
Yeah, you that's just, that? Yeah. So, like, It's a shame. Hey, that's why you gotta do stuff like this, brother. Helps.
But we don't know if PNB Rock.
We don't know nothing.
We don't know because he could have gave it, and they still could have been on
that
bullshit.
Happens too.
That does happen.
We don't.
So you might as well fight in those cases.
We don't know if it was a robbery because, like he said, his jury on. We don't know. It could probably be a beef. We don't know what went on, man.
That is true.
So this, we just giving speculation on what's given to us and hope everything's all right. Because none of that shit is cool, no matter what it is. Another black man dying that was successful, that came from nothing, was in prison, came out, had some successful songs, living in Los Angeles, California, living his dream, not only his dream, but a lot of other people's dreams, and getting taken out by your own people.
And he was down
people.
For the squabble, too.
Yeah, and taken out by your own people.
PNB Rock was one of them niggas, man.
Yeah, he was alive.
He still is.
He ain't playing, so like... It's a shame, regardless what happened, man. And that prayers up to that man. And
big prayers.
And what I do and what I've done, when I get my things like jewelry and expensive things, I make sure I get insurance and things like that. So things like that happen that allow you to, you know what I'm saying?
But you say he still has jewelry on, huh?
Yeah. So it allows you to think a little bit clearer, you know what I'm saying? So you never know how your instincts go. But if something did happen, you actually relax a little bit, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to be like, nigga, I can't lose this. You'd be like... You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
for
you,
sure.
You never know how instincts go. You know what I'm saying? Stay prayed up, stay protective. You know what I'm saying? Move right. Stay out of these people's area. This their shit, man.
For sure.
This is their. This is L.A. This is any area in America. You go to any of these inner cities,
right?
This day shit, move accordingly and move right.
Yeah, and don't think just because on this comment right here where it says, if you're not strapped, do not eat anywhere near Manchester or Maine, especially Roscoe's and Chicken Waffles. Now, I just want to say there's a whole other sentence after that. Don't even, like, the thing is, you can have a gun and die.
That
don't mean nothing.
Unless you got real Green Beret securities or something like that or something like police officers.
But even then, you should try to avoid all compromising situations and predicaments.
But it's, I mean, like, if you got to eat or something, you got your real armed security, goddamn, but you ain't, police officers, then you eat. But I ain't even going. Listen, brother, that's
what
their
I'm
stuff. I'm not, think I'm going there?
There
you know I'm going.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Now I'm close, brother.
Yeah, for sure.
Where is that? Nigga, it was years ago. Well, hey, where is
but
that?
But it could have been a situation.
I'm not going, Slim. Let's not go.
No. And I definitely put us in an out-of-bounds situation.
That's
but
okay.
Is,
but it's
and
okay.
I was moving fast, right?
We lived and we learned.
And then we was traveling. So it was like, you know, we only going to be here for a split second.
Right.
So maybe that's what PNB thought, too. Like, I'm just going to go here and grab this food real
probably
quick.
Was.
It only takes
I'm
a split
hungry.
Second.
Let me just run it. Nigga, yep. It took
only
a split
takes
second.
A split second.
Nigga, we just got out the car, stood there for one.
I learned my lesson from that.
It's all good, though. Hey, I learned.
Because if something would have happened to you, that I would have never been able to forgive myself.
And thank God it did. You know what I'm saying?
That would have fucked me up. It would have been a dark cloud on me.
And I never looked at you like, man, it's his fault. And no one ever even said that because
it's
not.
The truth is that it was. You know what I'm saying?
It just was
and if something happened to him, and let's say instead of the pistol whipping on the head, somebody he had actually shot three and three. Let's say three had died right there. God
man,
is good. It didn't happen.
Man.
But let's say if that did happen, I would have never been able to forgive myself because I'd have been like, damn, I did force the issue. He already said he didn't want to go there. Then I went there because I'm like, nigga, because the way I was looking at it, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, shit, I'm going to get in, get out. Nigga, we ain't there starting no issues, no problems, no nothing.
Right.
And I totally forgot. Even though I used to rob people, it was like,
but it's just
I forgot
level.
About your jewelry.
Yeah.
I forgot about your shoes.
Yeah,
like, you
car,
know what I'm saying?
The car. Out-of-state plates. It was
all
a lot.
That, so
was like,
and we're tall as fuck. Tall, you know what
we
what
look like athletes, gullible lames.
Yeah.
Like, and then like,
I don't think we look like gullible lames, but we're tall, so they could mistake it for
and
being
then, like,
one of them kind of basketball
and
players.
And the level understanding what LA really is, I understood it, so I'm like, it's more of that than anything.
Right.
Like, nigga, these niggas are going to try anything, anywhere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's all good, bro. We lived and we learned. And
pillow about the fall, brother.
Oh, it is. Put my shit down, brother.
Yeah,
thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. God
so,
bless
like,
you.
Yeah, man, it was a learning experience for everybody, man. And listen, brother, I never want to or ever try to eat no areas around there. Shout out to you niggas. I got love for all y'all.
But it could have just been a moving fast mistake.
Could have been anything, man. And hopefully pull through, you know what I'm saying? But.
Prayers up for PNB Rock, man.
Like, people saying, there's people from the city, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to read this tweet, but there's people from the city that's saying, like, if you're not strapped, don't eat nowhere near Manchester and Maine, especially Roscoe's Chickens and Waffles. Two rappers in 2 months got shot out here. Hope y'all are listening. So it's real, you know what I'm saying? But that could be any city, but L.A. is different.
So you know all these people? They all from?
Who? What people?
You say obviously because they saying they never been there, so they got to be from here, right?
Or yeah, these people didn't see these random people.
Random,
talking.
Okay, yeah,
just random people.
Okay, I thought they was.
You know what I'm saying anyone from Eastside, which is Eastside, LA, know not to go to Roscoe's, Manchester, and Maine. I lived down the street from there since 2008. Never stepped foot in that motherfucker. Damn, That's a serious
give you
place.
An understanding.
It's a serious place, but
I bet you people probably feel that way about Randy's too.
Some people who know, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're a white tourist, you don't care anything, but you a nigga?
Yeah, it must have been my half white side.
Remember, the police officer said, like, man, like, three people that got robbed right here, you know what I'm saying? Not too long ago.
Yo, we know who them people was. Yeah, they were celebrities too.
He said some names, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I ain't gonna throw them out there because they might not want it to be known, but
hey,
yeah.
Motherfucker,
the police officer told us.
I just put it like this.
One of them ones.
That says everything.
Yeah, nigga, I know.
Yeah, and that one didn't even make the news.
Didn't make the news.
Police was telling us that. So that's what I'm saying. It gets real out here, man.
Yeah, man.
As an LA native, somebody needs to go to the Roscoe's on Manchester, Maine. Nobody needs to go. Yeah, as an LA native, nobody needs to go there. Yeah, facts.
And that was your homie Mac said, man. Shout out to my
dog,
Mac.
Shout out to my dog, Mac. Jackson Properties, man. Tap in.
Big homie Mac.
Yeah, he actually told
me. Hit us up and just said, nigga, don't you ever go there. So, like, but yeah, what I was saying with the Sauce Walker situation, that was crazy too, because that was a dude. This is downtown, and we know downtown dangerous. I go to my jeweler down there downtown, and I be moving quick, fast. Security walk me out to the car. Boom, I'm in the fast car. I'm running red lights. We run. You know what I'm saying? I'm not playing. I'm retarded, nigga. Yeah. Gun on lap. Like, hey, say what you want.
Yeah.
Gun on lap. Running red lights. Nigga, security walk me to the car in my fast car every time. Something fast. And then, nigga,
you gotta have something fast.
Yeah, nigga, something big. Nigga, 600 plus horse.
A big stepper.
You know what I'm saying? Even, or something big, like the big 4x4, run shit over, nigga.
Yep, I'm running a grave digger, motherfucker.
Man, I'm running up curbs. Nigga, what? So, but you got to be, I'm thinking that the entire time. It ain't no, I'm thinking, who that, what's that? Hey, hurry up, man. Right. Hey, what's that? Hey, what's going on? Who that? See him over there? Okay, let me get this stuff. Boom. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey, man.
100%. No.
I respect the coach.
You got to be scared to a degree. You know what I'm saying? Scared for your life.
Man,
for sure.
Scared.
That's what's going on. You're scared. That scaredness is what's going to keep you alive.
Yeah, I'm scared and nervous. How
if
about
you're
that?
Not scared, you got a problem on your hands. But somebody else here said the whole LA Twitter is saying the same shit. Why in the world would PNB Rock go to the Roscoe on Manchester and Maine in the first place? And then the next sentence says, you cannot be on the east side like that if you are not from LA and don't know niggas over there.
You got to be with them.
We from here and we don't fool with the east side. You know what, man? But you don't know. He might have been with some east side niggas.
You don't know.
We don't know the situation. We don't know what's going on right now. We don't know how it took place, but we just know it's a sad situation, and prayers up for him, man. And we hope he make it through it. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
You know, the thing is when y'all see something like this, man, they say a wise person learns from other people's mistakes. So whether he has some east side niggas with him, whether he was stepping on somebody and then it went sideways, or whether somebody was doing it with him, we don't know, right? But what we do know is that there was a mistake made, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, a wise man learns from other people's mistakes. You know what I'm saying? Apply these things to your life, you know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of times where y'all made it out and you had a second situation to be like, oh, I'm not gonna do it again. That might have been his one mistake.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And we just gotta pray that he get a second chance so he can say, oh, I'm never gonna do that again.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some people talk about that shit and then y'all made out of bounds mistakes, but you just nothing happened to you.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Or you was an inch, you don't know, nigga was coming on your ass, nigga. You just missed him.
By
you know
a split saying? Second.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
So, just like the rapper Little TJ, he
I seen that.
And that was in a different type rural cool area, but nigga had to drop.
Yep.
Nigga straight put that fan on right away.
Yep.
Set him to the body, nigga, to that little ass nigga. But he survived. You know what I'm saying? He survived. Yeah. He wasn't supposed to walk or nothing. You know what I'm saying? All praise the Most High.
Yep.
That boy back
purely
walking.
God.
You know what I'm saying?
And you'd be crazy to think he ain't going to move different.
Man, he got to. You know what I'm saying? He was 20 years old.
I look at a shot like going to prison. I'm going to tell you why. It's two totally different things, two totally different experiences, right?
Explain to him, Slim.
So the main thing is why I say there's a common denominator between the two. It's because when you go to prison, you either come out and you learn your mistake, you like me, right? And then you learn what you are and what you aren't, and then you learn what you want to be and what you don't want to be no more, right? But then on the flip side, there's a caveat where the person, there's somebody getting out of there that's not like me, and they increase the recidivism rate by thinking that they're harder or tougher or smarter to be able to do the same shit, and they end up going back for life or end up dying. You know what I'm saying? So right. when you get shot, the reason why I think they're similar is because somebody gets shot and they either get smart and wise and they don't do it again to make that shit happen again, or they think they're indestructible and then we know what happens from there.
That's a super fact.
You know
man.
What I'm saying?
You can't think you're indestructible. You know what I'm saying? I call myself 3M, the God, the Gargoyle and all that. But nigga, y'all trust and believe, boy, I know my mortality. You know what I'm saying? I know my immortality through my inspiration and motivation of my people that's gonna live on forever. But I move with caution at all times, man. You know
what
I'm saying? And truth be told, when I move around this earth for real, I move with respect first. You know what I'm saying? I ain't
for
going
sure.
my way to respect nobody that ain't playing with me. You play with me, then it's whatever, nigga. Because you got to.
You just saying you down to defend yourself.
Oh, it's like this, man. shout out to Finesse 2 times. You know what I'm saying? He just did that shit with Moneybagg. Yo, that was legendary.
That.
Salute to him. Shout out to him. Big. That's preventing a lot of nigga
bullshit. He's also on the big podcast, too.
Oh, he went crazy. Yeah, he just dropped a joint with him and Gucci Mane in the studio. Going crazy, nigga. Hard. But he said this. He said, I don't want no problem with you. You don't want no problem with me, man. Just keep it like that, man. Because, hey, go both ways, but let's just keep it. Yeah. I don't want no problem with you, but listen up, nigga.
He
you
said
don't
it. Want no problem he said me. It. I'm mentally ill, man. Leave me alone.
So leave me alone. Yeah, I'm cool. I'm out the way, but, hey, don't get in my way.
Please.
Because I'm going to stay out the way. All 100%. The way. Yeah. But you get in my way, nigga. Come on, man. So, nigga, this is how we moving, but
I think that's big prayers up for him, but I think that's also a thing, like all the fights I have been in, it's like, you know, when you go way out your way, you know what I'm saying, to give good energy, show love, peace, prosperity, that what you say?
Yeah.
When you do that, and then somebody don't reciprocate that with you, and then actually even doesn't even reciprocate, they disrespect you, then that's when you get a different type of Slim. You see what I'm saying? That's when you get a different type of anybody, when they putting out good energy and then somebody moves sideways with them like that. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with Nip. He put out nothing but the most legendary of love, legendary energy, same, all of it. You know what I'm saying? And then some people ain't going to reciprocate that. Not only will some people not reciprocate that, but then they'll disrespect you. You know what I'm saying? Just, it's weird that people do that. You know what I'm saying? But it's the truth. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a good feeling. You know what I mean? So make sure you just be the energy that you want. Do on the people as you want done on you. Like Super dude said, hey, you don't want a problem with me, I don't want a problem with you.
Right. Just move accordingly.
Simple. If everybody moved like that, we wouldn't have no problems. We
have no problems. That's the best way to do. Who For the fuck sure. want problems? Who want to walk around like I'm a tough guy, I'm going to hurt you? What you looking like? Who that over there, I'll kill you? For that sure. shit lame, bro.
But I think that's ultimately what ends up fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, to your point, too, with the Randy's, right? So it's like, based off past experiences, nobody ever going to play with me, right? Because you always went out your way to show peace, love, and prosperity, right?
Most definitely.
So then, and then you, when you don't get that back in return, it's not a good fucking feeling.
Not
right?
at all.
So then what it do is it turn a person who don't want a problem into a person, I'm not trying to create the problem, but you come bring one my way, I'm going to fully solve this entirety of this problem.
I'm going to have to.
You get what I'm saying?
Because you reconfigure my DNA.
For sure.
To vulgarness.
So anybody you do that with, you could do that with fucking Gandhi. You know what I'm saying? And nobody's going to like that shit. It's not going to be a good feeling. And at the end of the day, definitely men. We are men. You know what I'm saying?
And Gandhi did that. He half a million motherfuckers died because of that, trying to be all peaceful.
See what I'm saying? So it's
slaughtered their motherfuckers.
Hey, brother, but I'm saying, like, it could go. Like, even the most peaceful people, you know what I'm saying? Like, you play with them enough. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucker, definitely men. You play with them enough, man. Back them into a corner.
The men
you know
got
saying?
Too much responsibility, got too much on their back, especially a black man. The responsibility, the stress of just living, the stress of going home, your kids, your girl, the society, white man.
We got to carry everything.
Right. And you just like me. You come fucking with me, man.
And you know what it is that we, you know what? Then imagine how somebody could take that thoughts and downward spiral with that. Right. And they say a dog is a man's best friend, and it's a fact. It's true.
Right.
But beat that motherfucker ass enough, and eventually that bitch going to bite you.
They're going to tell you, gonna tell you at the frame.
100%.
Can't wait to get you.
100%.
While you're sleeping, jump on your whole throat.
So there you go, man. Move nobody like living with that shit on their brain, man. They motherfuckers playing with them like that.
Definitely don't.
Yeah, but so, no, shout out to PNB Rock, man. Prayers up for him, man. And I hope the outcome is an amazing one. I hope he makes it out of it. You know what I'm saying? I hope nothing like that ever happened again. And for the people out there that's listening, I hope that y'all learn from whatever needs to be learned from the situation of seeing this publicly happen to somebody of that stature. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But, hey.
The jig is up.
But tell the truth, man. Do you think Sauce Barker really was trying to run off with understanding, like, dude got smoked, thinking that was the one that tried to rob him? He tried to play off at first. Tell the truth now.
So here's the thing. He didn't say he did. He didn't say he didn't.
Right.
Right.
He's a smart nigga now.
Yeah. But
what you think?
I don't know.
Come on, man.
The jig is up.
For sure.
Don't get it fucked up or miss the screw.
Listen, I focus Sauce Barker. We got the same understanding.
Yes, you do.
He got the sauce. I got the organic ooze. So I get it. You know what I'm saying? You was running off with the understanding, because you probably didn't know. I ain't going to say that he was running off and saying, like, the dude that was trying to defend himself.
But you think he left it to imply.
I think he thought that the dude that got killed trying to defend himself was the robber, and he got killed down the street playing with somebody. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give him that. And he tried to take the step on, mm-hmm. like that was him. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm not going to say he knew the nigga got killed on the defense. I think he think that was the robber nigga got killed by somebody else. So he's saying, like, nigga, see what happened when nigga play with me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think he was doing. I'm going to give him at least that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I thought he tried to run off with it, but it was too much intangible. Come to find out, this nigga would just defend himself just like you. So he like, oh, shit, I can't even run with this
and
one.
And his family came out and was going crazy on him.
It was too much because nigga so was too fly. Nigga had a rolly on. Nigga had a chain. He wasn't no robber, nigga. So right. That's not the nigga that tried to rob
him. So he had some
you.
Shit going on.
Yeah, so he like.
R.I.P. to him too, man.
R.I.P. because he stood his ground. Nigga pulled that nigga. You ain't going. Nigga, R.I.P. He wasn't going.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Some niggas just ain't programmed to go. And I truly don't know if it's like, nigga, you ain't taking my shit. Just, nigga, get back, nigga. And just, so yeah, man. But I do think.
If all these things are replaceable, why are we not going?
Because your brain ain't fathom to give up, nigga, 100-something thousand, 50,000.
Yeah,
nobody.
We just talked about all that, though. Yeah,
we just talked about that, bro. Yeah. It's just, you know what I mean? But at the same time,
I came from a place, though, bro. Maybe he might have got God before. And
that's,
said,
yeah. I'm that's telling what I'm saying. You, bro. I believe it.
You know what I'm saying?
But Sauce Walker tried to step on it like he stepped on somebody. Nigga, you didn't do it. It's okay, brother. You tried to run off with the understanding. I fuck with you, brother, but you did not do that steppery, nigga. That had nothing to do with what you do. It was an innocent bystander defending himself just like you, nigga. Yeah. You thought you came up on a promo. You talked through the promo and the story.
Sound like
all
you
that.
Ran out of breath. Yeah.
Nope. I got nothing, bro.
Did you watch the response video, though?
I did.
Yeah.
He's one of them ones. Now, don't ever... Listen, Sauce Walker...
One of them ones.
So, he's smart. He a player. He know how to reconfigure it. He know how to re-gyptify it. And he know what he doing now.
Right.
And he did it the smooth way. You know what I'm saying? In the honorable way on the back end. When you find out, damn, this nigga kind of was in the same situation as me. So, shout out to him.
But you think he left it in the air?
And initially, for the goddamn promo, and they understand nigga, I'm a stepper. He tried to put up, I shot niggas back in 2003. You, come on, bro. You know what you were saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm a shooter. I get it. Hey, nigga, I would have done it too. No question about it, baby. But I'd have found out I was an innocent bystander. I'd have felt fucked up.
I don't think
up.
You would have did that, bro. You probably would have, though. Maybe.
Probably
maybe
initially.
Probably, yeah.
Or something. I don't know, though.
And here's the thing.
Like me now, I don't think I would. If it was me years ago, like when that first situation happened.
I don't know, though, because, nigga, you don't like no. But yeah, maybe.
But I don't like no extra career coming around. I'm too smart. You know
but
what I mean?
So here's the flip side of it, too, though, right?
What you think, Slim?
What happened with him, right? If it's me in that situation, I'm not saying a motherfucking word. I'm just going to be thankful. I'm going to be thankful that, because if I don't give a fuck if it was the robber or if it was somebody else.
I know I definitely would have said something. I know that because I've been in a situation I made out of touch.
I ain't saying nothing. I'm just going to thank God and I'm going to just get low. You know what I'm saying? Thank God for, you know what I'm saying, letting me make it through that. You know what I'm saying? Definitely if I heard. Obviously, he didn't know the details of it.
No, he thought the nigga got whacked down the street playing with somebody else.
Yeah, that's true. So, but either way, though, bro, just be thankful it ain't you.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, I don't think
people,
I would do that.
And see, these are all learning lessons. That's what have to take from all this stuff, man.
But where he made that mistake, I've made different mistakes. And where I've made mistakes, made different mistakes. Well, so,
and
I was like,
I guarantee
can't
he learned
him.
From that. He of course. That was a good promo, but see, nigga, some shit ain't to be played with, bro.
For sure.
I'm thankful I'm alive. My niggas alive. No
but
one got
hurt. But he
did
have a black eye, too, so maybe he was in the heat
nigga
of the moment.
Nigga got hurt.
Stole
yeah,
me,
nigga,
you know what
nigga,
saying?
Yeah, nigga was real.
So, yeah.
Nigga he had
just,
to fight.
He had a moment. He just was
that
like.
That nigga want to have a black. Nigga, I want my head busted, nigga.
Yeah, for sure. But you ain't go live and go.
Nah, we did record it, though. We recorded right after. My phone went there. I probably would live shit.
Yeah.
We did go live, nigga. We got to the hotel.
You went live.
You on your phone. You said nigga go live.
I was talking about the meet and greet. I wasn't talking about,
the meet group was over, but we had to talk about that, too.
Yeah, we had to.
But I wasn't going crazy. Like, I don't remember the video. We probably did go crazy.
Yeah. And you weren't saying, you know, come on, bro.
Disrespectful.
Yeah, nah. And then, you know what I mean?
God is great.
Yeah, God is good, you know man. But
take this as a learning lesson.
Yeah, man. Hopefully, man. Like I say, wise people learn from other people's mistakes, so hopefully y'all learn from, you know, whatever his mistake was. You know
man, that shit is real, man.
Yeah, that
y'all
was wild.
Be safe, man. You know what I'm saying? I be safe, too. Y'all pray for me, my dog Slim.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? This is real. Like, nigga, y'all got to look out for us to give that extra energy, man, because we live in a place that is real, especially a person like me, how I move around, you know, get the extra angels around the God. You know what I'm saying? I surely appreciate it.
Yeah, you know be like that. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
And the crazy part of it makes it such a scary situation. In LA, there's no place
where
it's out of bounds. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you go, like, I can't speak for every state, but I can speak about where I'm from, Minnesota, right? So you got good places, like, you got places like Edina, you got Minnetonka, you got Orono, you know.
Definitely Orono.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, for sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got people, places like that, Eden Prairie, you know, where there's some real money out there and different things going
niggas
on, right?
Not going way out there.
Niggas ain't going out there. Niggas are staying on North Side Minneapolis, South Side Minneapolis, niggas Brooklyn Park, Brooklyn Center. They sprinkled out there. They started, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
worked their way out
there.
Yeah, 100% Columbia Heights, a little bit there. You know what I'm saying?
They definitely in there.
Yeah, for sure. Even Maple Grove is starting to get a little bit
Maple
tight.
Grove got a little taste.
Yep. 100% Plymouth. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sprinkle. So, yeah, sprinkle. If you get a little bit further, you good.
Yeah, but really, the main, don't forget St. Paul. We can't can never forget St. Paul.
Serious.
You know what I'm saying? But North Side, South Side, St. Paul, them going to be the three hitters, right? For sure. For sure, every time, you know. And they not going to be in Orno like that. They not going to be, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, people be comfortable in their own backyard. They don't want to go somewhere, and then they got to figure out an escape route. Yeah, they don't know that city. They don't know that, you know what I'm saying? Different things, different situations, police, you know. And then you stick out there, too. So the possibility you getting caught is a lot more from going from Eden Prairie back to St. Paul or Eden Prairie back to the North Side. Like, you know what I'm saying? So most people going to do their damage where they sleep and eat at. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so,
a fact.
Yeah, that's the thing that's scary about L.A. is that they in Beverly Hills. You know what I'm saying? They is in Calabasas.
Everywhere.
They everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
To the richest of the rich, to the brokers of the broke, nigga, they go everywhere.
100%. Who's that CEO that was worth like a billion, some hundred millions?
The owner of Fashion Nova that's bought the most expensive house in the world, man. They bottled his car, jumped out on him, and his security guard had to kill a robber. Yep. And the thing about that, the guy he killed was the nephew of the leader of the full top-level Crip gang. You know what I'm saying? Yep. So not only did they kill that dude, one of his police officers got shot, he had to pay for the funeral and probably throw some bread to him to calm it down.
So there you go.
You know what I'm saying? He's the owner of Fashion Nova. Yeah.
Yep.
It's real, man.
And it was completely like that. So that's why I say that's the CEO of Fashion Nova.
Be careful, man.
And you got to understand, he got full driver, security.
Police. It was an off-duty police officer. He got shot in his leg.
So there you go. You know what I mean? This is L.A.
Yeah.
It's just different out here, man.
Big different, man.
Same thing like New York. Same shit.
New York been going crazy.
New York been going
They be
dumb.
Doing, they acting like Brazil Mook with the riding up with the motorcycle. Now you see them?
Yep.
They insane. Riding a motorcycle with one on the back, jump off with the grabbery and the shootery on a motorcycle Mook.
And you
on the
understand.
Sidewalk.
Yep.
When they start doing that?
They coming up with innovative new shit, bro.
What, they acting like they in Brazil Mook?
In the crazy, big third world country shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, though, is why they moving like this, you got to understand where they're doing it at. They're doing it in a place like California. Life. I'm talking, there's still three strikes here, right?
Risking it all.
New York, zero tolerance for the guns. You get
zero.
Caught with a gun, 2 years type
two
understanding.
Years.
2 years?
You caught with a gun, it's 2 years off the rip.
Off
minimum.
The ripter.
Minimum.
Damn, that's type not that bad, though, Minnesota. You get caught, well, felony in possession, you like 5 years off the
ripter. Yeah, we're talking about period.
No record, no nothing.
Ooh,
shit. No probation, no nothing?
2 years.
No probation.
Remember Lil Wayne went. Lil Wayne had no record before that.
Did he?
Hell no.
I think he might have, bro.
Man, no. Lil Wayne went to prison. Ja Rule, gun in the car, went to prison.
Damn, and nobody got a record and it goes, no probation?
No, nothing. It's 2 year minimum.
That's definitely the worst thing.
Plaxico Burress, nigga, the football player, he shot himself.
I forgot about that.
He had to go to prison, nigga.
Damn, I forgot about that. He had no record.
Hell no.
Shit, that's crazy.
Yeah.
New York the worst thing with it. So you got to think, they doing this shit in places like this with zero tolerance like this. And they just get probation and go straight to prison?
Possession of a firearm in California, like a minimum misdemeanor.
Yeah, so they go with the probation part first here.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. This. New York is skipping probation, going straight to...
Yeah, New York ain't nothing to play with.
See, because you get locked up in Minnesota, you in the county, you know, you get new niggas that ain't never been to jail or whatever, they come in, they be like, man, what? You know, they talk to the niggas that been to prison and all that shit. Hey, man, what you think they're going to do? What happened, champ? Oh, man, I got caught with a pistol. Okay, loaded. All this shit. Okay, boom. Oh, what you think going to happen? You got a record? No? You can get probation. Bro. They'll let you out on Wednesday.
It's like a lot of cities is like...
But New York is skipping that.
New York, 2 year minimum.
Shit.
Minimum to the
That's what I'm saying. So y'all going that dumb in places that you know you're going,
so
it's over.
Wrong? Because at the same time, you got to know criminals don't really care. They don't think they ain't the smartest people
And
in
you
world.
Got to pass through Rikers.
So it's like, that ain't no joke. And then it's like.
They talk about the mistreatment and all the fucked up environment in that bitch. And that don't even count the inmates. We're talking about just living the environment. But go ahead.
And if I'm a criminal, I know a regular person don't want to go to jail for 2 years, right?
No.
So I don't give a fuck. You do.
Right.
I'm going to have a gun. You're not.
Right.
So I'm susceptible to knowing most people ain't gonna have no guns.
That's a good
That's
point.
Why they risk it even more. Like, nigga, you don't. That's why
point.
California, like it is. You're not most likely to have a gun.
Right.
You're not most likely
New
to have
York
a gun.
New York, too, same thing.
Texas, you ain't just jumping out and doing that wild shit.
Yeah, they ready to die by it.
Florida, you ain't, nigga. What's
yeah,
up?
No, Texas ain't moving like that.
We gonna die.
Because they got all sorts of concealed contraptions and all sorts of shit out there, boy.
Dream. They can't wait. They be thirsty.
They wait for the end of the world out there.
They meet for a nigga come play with them.
But I don't know, though. Texas still be acting dumb in Houston, Dallas.
They act dumb.
Nah, they act dumb, champ.
They act dumb. They do.
San Antonio.
They do.
Yeah. Even though you got full, you could carry the biggest Dracos with unlimited.
It's more, from what I'm seeing with them, it's more like they having killings and shit like that. I'm talking about robbery, you in broad daylight, all that weirdo shit like that.
That's true, yeah.
That's the shit that's whack. If you got this beef with niggas, shoot, hey, brother, shit happens. That shit wild.
Don't forget, it wasn't too long ago, and they still doing it where motherfuckers eating, got an AP, they snatching that motherfucker off the wrist on the walkaway on the sidewalk in Beverly Hills type.
Yeah, Roger Millie.
Shit.
And with the pistol on you and shoot the innocent bystander in Beverly Hills eating at the most prestigious restaurants.
Yep.
Niggas is wild.
Five star.
The five is star. It might be six if you had one.
Damn. And then the thing, man, listen here, bro. Listen, anybody that's ever been to prison, no good and damn well, that shit is not worth it. You know what I'm saying? Right. I don't give a fuck what. You know what I'm saying?
Because it ain't going, it's too many cameras, bro.
Yeah, bro.
It's too many cameras, too many nosy people, too many camera phones, too much telling. Like, nigga, one of your people gonna get caught, they're gonna find a license plate, gonna find the phone guy, they gonna tell, man. They gonna tell instantly, bro. They're not doing that time.
Yeah.
So stop it, man.
And then the thing is, too, is most of the time when people are making these first mistakes, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to prison, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you gotta understand, if you ain't got no resume of going to juvenile, you ain't got no, you know what I'm saying? None of nothing. And then you go
prison.
Sit down. Yeah, you're
off the rip.
Like, you're gonna lose your mind.
How you do that? Like, that ain't normal, man. Cause you've been a person that's been locked up.
I done been in foster homes and everything, nigga. You crazy? I done had CPA, the child protective people with my dad, all that shit. Bro, I done dealt with all that shit, bro.
Ooh,
I lived in, I think I was in a foster home, nigga.
That's top the group home type.
Yeah, group, yeah.
Ooh.
100%, nigga.
I heard that's like next to prison. How that feel?
What?
Crazy.
Yeah, bro. Like juvenile locked up in there, all that. I done it all before I went to prison. Nigga, I went juvie, caught with knives, police arrested me in front of my mom's house, nigga. We stand with my mom's friends and all this shit, and then police come arrest me. I got knives all in my pocket, all that shit. Yeah. All that, bro. I used to sleep with knives I got expelled for that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
You gotta understand, bro. Like, I used to sleep with knives under my pillow, bro. You know what I'm saying? My mom knows this is a fact, dog.
Says what ain't. And then not only
that, nigga, then I'm going to juvenile court, nigga. Then next thing I go from there, I'm living in a foster home, nigga. My mom, nigga, shit becomes, you know what I mean? Then with my mom, nigga, fucking don't go back to court, skipped out on the fucking court shit. Nigga, truancy, all the shit, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say, bro, like, people be going through this shit, and then, like, you do this shit as an adult, you do that. See, I made mistakes, right?
Right.
And then next thing you know, I ended up going to prison. I'm a 7-time felon right now, right?
So when you tell them 7 times, because they'd be like, what are you talking
about? I got 7 felonies.
There you go.
7 felonies.
I did 7 different things, got arrested 7 different times. It's just 7.
6 first degree aggravated robberies and 2nd degree assault with a deadly weapon.
Boom. All on your record.
Right.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you got to think about that, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you, and I made, like, the thing was, is if you look back, all the jobs I was stealing from, all the little home invasions, all the little robberies, all the, what? If I had made that shit in LA, I'm done.
Fried.
Done.
Oh, hell yeah. Even because
New York, done.
Juvenile record and all that, man. They ain't done. They hold all that against
you. So there's a lot of good people out there that's committing these crimes and doing this shit, and they just trying to get to it, and they don't
need
no harm with it.
And you how good and legendary nigga you is. And some niggas get fried 20 years.
That's why I say don't judge people.
That's true.
Don't judge people, bro. Because I know a lot of good, solid motherfuckers in prison, bro. But that made that one mistake.
Because they could have bonded you off the mook off them 7 robberies. Like, nigga, 7?
What?
Nigga, get this
but
nigga
then,
out of here.
But then thankfully shit was ran concurrent. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All the counties. I got arrested in 4 different counties. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and then we had to get the shit to run concurrent, bail out of one, get arrested another one. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm on a news call, 1-800-CRIME-STOPPERS. If you've been robbed by this person, all that shit.
Oh, shit.
Yes. If you fit the description of these robbers, all that, bro, for sure. So think about that. So you know what I mean? So there's people, that's why I never judge people, man, because I know I'm a solid dude. I've always been a solid dude. I've always been a stand-up dude. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I know a lot of them in prison. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, like, through the grace of God, you know what I'm saying, I was able to get a second chance at life, you know? But it had that.
Hell yeah.
So somebody makes that same mistake I made, right? And at the ages I made it early, and even going 17,
and these,
18.
These big old crazy states and cities.
Right. And they make that same mistake, and then you get life, or you get 20, 30 years, bro.
No question.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely
then,
double
and
figure,
then now think
ones.
About it. Now they know better. And they knew better type then too, but you didn't know what was going to be the consequence behind this shit. You know what I'm saying? And then you're just trying to move. You're trying to get some shit going on in life. You don't, it's not that I look at you like, I'm not looking at you like I see you three. I'm not looking at you like a human, bro. I'm looking at like, nigga,
I'm
you
just
rich.
Trying to come up. Yeah.
You rich. You got what I want, bro. You know what I'm saying? And nigga, you'll be all
right. Right.
You'll get it again. Like, let me just get this shit real quick, man, and let me live my life a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You cool, nigga. You been good. Let me just, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's why I don't judge people, bro, because it can be anybody.
Yeah.
And the people that made those mistakes in New York, California, bro, they might not get a second chance.
That's a fact, bro, because, you know, like, we all had crazy lives. I know I did a lot of wild stuff that if I got caught for, bro, I'd have never seen a light of day. You know what
right,
I'm
saying? Right,
100%. So I get it. That's why I don't never get. Of course, if I'm
yeah, shit you was on for sure.
Oh, for sure. So it's like, it happened to me, I'd be like, of course, I'm like, nigga, damn. But I don't judge, you know what I'm saying, people for doing it. It's just fucked up. I wish we found a different way. I don't want you niggas to do that shit. Like, but I understand it. It's terrible, though. Like, especially we feeding on each other. We eat and attack our own people because we're programmed. We not going to snitch. Da-da-da. We programmed not to say nothing, so we're going to go for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, or some think they don't, and then they do.
And then they do. You know what I'm saying?
Because so you ain't like, never been in that room before.
Never been in that room. But I'm saying, for instance,
ain't never just left you by yourself for 3 days with nobody, no friends, no phone. No, and then next thing you know, nigga, they come and say, hey, you want to hire this motherfucker?
Yeah, I got some motherfucking goddamn beef stew back here for you to eat on. But I'm talking about the opposite side, though. Like, if a nigga ride me, I'm programmed not to tell. Like, so you know a nigga like me ain't going to tell. I'm going to get him. You know what I'm saying? We programmed to eat each other. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to really go to the white man. Nigga going to tell your motherfucking ass. And he going to grab you, get some DNA off your goddamn skin. Yep, he gonna,
for sure.
So it's like, it's just a shame, bro. It's a terrible cycle. And we just got to find a better way to feed our people and make sure they can get their own income. So we got to do this, bro.
For
I'm glad we introduced YouTube the way we did and being real niggas, real stand-up niggas, so we could see, like, boom, this is a lane. Even if somebody could make an extra $2,000 a month putting their own vlogs out, or extra $1,000
just planting the seed of an idea that you could do something else other than what y'all seeing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because this ain't that hard to do, to sit there in front of the camera and talk all the time. So salute all the rappers.
Harder than what motherfuckers think, though.
Yeah, so shout out all the drill rappers out there that's doing, like, blogs now, talking about their experiences and sitting in front of the camera instead of being out here being ignorant and dissing each other.
I definitely say it's easier than picking up a gun and summoning up the courage to go rob somebody when you ain't never robbed nobody.
Yeah, to sit there and talk on that YouTube, man. Get some of that YouTube money, man. Make your own merchandise. Get your own clothing. Get your own products.
Home, man.
It's a easier way. You ain't got to sell drugs. You ain't got to rob. You ain't got to steal. You can sit here and monetize your greatness, monetize your creativity, monetize your pain, nigga.
Yeah.
That's what you can actually do. Just like niggas that's in prison, they come out, tell all them jail stories, them are some of the best stories.
Yeah,
monetize that, man.
Yeah, that's what Free said. Free said, you want to hear a prison story from me. That's what he was talking about.
That boy got them stories now.
But there's no shortcuts to longevity to what Three is saying. You know what I'm saying? There's no shortcuts to longevity, y'all. So the thing is what you do now, you pay for later. You know what I'm saying? And that's just a fact. So, you know, the thing is, it's never going to end well when you're moving like that. You know, you might have a longer run than other people that got caught earlier. You might get caught later. But the thing is, eventually, you're going to get caught.
Yes, you know what do. Or karma or catch up to you. Like, in the day, you do something devastating and some real bullshit, no question about it.
Because God knows.
Yeah, it's going to get
God knows, man.
Everything I ever done bad or somebody or got over did some dumb shit.
Life is going to get his licks back, man.
Always. I always tell Slim, like, man, he's going to get me for this. Like, man, don't worry about that shit, nigga. Load and behold.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's all good, though. You know
it's all good, though.
We all got to take our course how we got to take our course, you know?
Yeah.
So the thing is, man, anybody out there that's watching this, man, like Three say, man, just make sure you strap down on who you are and what you're trying to be and do it a different way than the bad way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it, though, because there's so many people out there that is always trying to, like, that you know is fraudulent,
right,
that's out there promoting this lifestyle that they're doing,
like,
right?
It's cool.
Like, it's cool. And I'm pretty sure it's cool to experience and get the money that they're getting or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But the thing is, it's not cool because you ain't going to broadcast what you're doing on social media, how you're doing this lifestyle shit, but you ain't going to broadcast during them years.
You definitely ain't.
You ain't going to do it. Have somebody from the other side of that wall making a post every single day talking about how fucked up it is in there.
No, you're not.
But you'll broadcast this lifestyle from this fraudulent way of living that you're doing, but you ain't going to broadcast all the fucked up shit you're dealing with within prison.
And even if they do get the opportunity, they try, like, they so sturdy when it's still shit. I'm in here working out, playing basketball and shit, cooking up the goulash and all
about,
that.
No, talk about when you cried.
Yeah,
talk about when you seen your 3-year-old son and he came in here and you ain't seen him since he was 6 months old.
Yep.
Talk about how you ain't see his first steps, nigga.
Yep.
Talk about how your fucking cousin died that you was real close with in there that you didn't get to go to the funeral, nigga.
No, most definitely.
Talk about all that. You see what I'm saying? Talk about the times when you come up there, nigga, you can't touch your fucking bitch, nigga, when she's sitting across from you, can't touch her no more.
Yep.
You get the initial hug and the kiss on the cheek, can't even kiss her on the lips. Can't even kiss on the lips.
Hot and timber just smelling their perfume.
Around niggas,
man,
all day. Look, nigga getting goosebumps,
that's
nigga.
Real
and
shit.
Then talk about when you getting done with that fucking visit and they tell you, hey, you got 5 minutes left, 10 minutes left. And then you got to leave and you got to bend over and show another man your fucking asshole.
They
and
forget
cough.
About that. Because you tell got to that. Do that.
Because you ain't leaving the visiting room without getting strip searched, nigga. You're going to get butt ass naked. Another nigga going to look at your dick, your ass, and everything else that you got going on, nigga, before you go back to your cell. And anytime you want to see somebody, you got to deal with that.
Sure.
For years.
For
talk
years.
About that.
And you got to act like that's normal when it's far from normal for a man to even subject himself to those things.
For sure.
But you want to think it's cool to do the bullshit to get in there, but you ain't publicizing the bullshit. Facts. Why you in there, nigga?
There you go.
Shit ain't cool, man.
So that's what I'm saying. For the people that y'all out there watching and y'all seeing this shit, they might be doing some shit you ain't never experienced. They might got more money than you've ever motherfucking touched. But guess what? They going to be going through some shit later that you ain't never had to go through and you don't never want to go through. That's you know
right.
what I'm saying?
That's
so
right.
Don't be looking at people. I always tell people that shit. Like, there's if you see somebody else, like, if I look at you three and I say, damn, they got jewelry, they got this, they got this. I don't got this, this, or this.
Right.
But guess what? There's something I do got where I got this, this, and this, and you don't got this,
you're
this,
damn
and
right.
this. You see what I'm saying?
Appreciate yours.
Appreciate your shit.
And when a foot on the other shoe, I mean, when a shoe on the other foot, goddamn, I went backwards with
it. That's all good. How do sometimes it be that way.
So what I'm saying, and our transition to this, like the Quando Rondo situation.
Yep.
You trying to make fun of a situation, nigga, you know you didn't want it to go there. That was accidental. Dude just jumped out and stood on his business. And you was trying to take, you know what I'm saying, a heat of that, like you was the boss and that. So when your man get fanned out, out here in L.A., once again, L.A., motherfuckers, no joke now. Broad daylight, Beverly Hills. You out there screaming like a scream I never heard nobody scream before.
Yep.
Because same thing can make you laugh, make you cry.
Facts.
Same thing will give you pleasure, will give you pain. 100%. So don't laugh at nobody else's pain for pleasure, and don't motherfucking laugh at something that's making somebody else cry. That shit ain't nothing to be played
that's
with.
That's a pure
man.
Fact.
So when it happened to him, you seen that energy shift.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to think about that when y'all living this life, man.
Yep.
Move accordingly.
100%.
Get wiser
that's
now.
That's a good-ass point.
Yeah, use other people's circumstances to grow from. Like Slim said, a wise man uses other people's mistakes to learn.
Yep, 100%.
Don't let the mistakes happen to you, nigga. You want your mistakes, of course. You want your lessons. Take the ones you deserve.
Right.
Don't get the ones you know you could avoid, nigga.
Well, yeah, you just went and got them. And then
you know, like, man, I ain't good, nigga, don't go. You don't go. Nigga, I'm not going there, buddy.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? So, and another I'm never going to goddamn Roscoe's on with the Manchester and the Maine. I'm not
fucking
going
there. And there's another part of it, too, right? There's another flip side to it, right? So, like, let's say you in the streets. Let's say you're a basketball player. Let's say you're doing whatever you're doing, YouTube, nigga, whatever you want to choose to do, right? But let's really on some street shit, right? If you in the hood, right, and you seeing people, just because you see them gangbanging don't mean they're a gangster.
Fact.
You see what I'm saying? Just because you see someone with a pistol don't mean they a shooter.
No question.
Just because you see somebody fighting don't mean they wanted to fight.
They didn't want to do that.
You see what I'm saying? A lot of times people get backed in the corners and they do what they got to do. Or sometimes you see people trying to broadcast shit like they in a gang or they doing this and they doing that. And they making it seem like it's really that. But they might be really something else. You know what I'm saying? So it's like justifying and glorifying that shit. You looking at somebody who you think, in all honesty, maybe they is a stepper.
Right.
Maybe they is.
Maybe.
But maybe they not. And maybe
don't
they
get
just
it fucked
and maybe
up
they step.
Or
you get what I'm saying?
No question.
So it's like you be careful what you glorify, man. Be careful of the people that you see out there that's putting that shit out there and they really ain't even that. You know what I'm saying?
Especially if it's so for no reason. Like if something going on and someone's like glorifying shit that's so just nonsense and no principle behind it. Like, why would you think that's a good thing to salute?
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? People go through situations when they got to protect themselves or their family or friends or somebody violates you to a degree. You got to do what you got to do. I can understand that. But just random ignorance, we don't appreciate that in this motherfucking world around here.
Right.
Straight up. Control your world, man. Control your energy, what comes in and out.
Yep.
That's your job. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you move accordingly with life because you do control your outcome by what you do today, what's going to happen tomorrow. It's all on you.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It's your choices, nigga.
Yeah, that's a fact. And once you make that choice, how do you go about what you're going to do next?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, okay, I made a mistake. I went to prison, right? The people that I told you that maybe they ain't a stepper, but they try to pretend to be a stepper, and then they go to prison. The thing is, and that's why I say even that shit, even when people glorify prison, right? That shit is not something to be glorified. The thing is, people think because you went into prison, you got out, that you was this tough-ass nigga. Nah, I know, you just got caught. You just got caught, right? Like how you said, and I'm going to double back to that. You said, I know the shit you done. You could easily went to prison, right?
Easy.
My mom, white of white.
Yep.
Shout out to you, mom. Love you to death. But my mom told me when I first went to prison, she said, listen, I don't even worry about it. You know what I'm saying? Because if I got caught for some of the shit I did, I would have been in prison too.
Everybody.
You see what I'm saying? So the only difference is between the motherfucker that's in prison and out of prison, the motherfucker got caught,
no
and the motherfucker didn't, like you said.
Simple.
It's a fact. But now let's get back to the whole prison shit, right? I know motherfuckers that's getting out of prison, and I see people, even celebrities or whatever you want to call them, you see them on TV, you see them on your phones, you see them all this shit, and then they're glorifying all this shit about prison and what shit was easy for them or this or this or that. No. There's motherfuckers that's getting out of there that's acting like they hard, and then it was really pussy in there. Right. You got motherfuckers in there that's out here with women, but in there, they was in there with men.
Getting their cheeks busted open, getting their whole canteen tooken.
100%.
The nigga go in that room with that motherfucking shirt over his face with that long motherfucking orange blade, nigga.
Or 6'7" of them niggas.
Yo, that's the one, wanting to be 6'7" of them. You know you ain't got
them in their waistband.
And they, nigga, they blood dripping
with
off
the scrunchy pants.
Oh, the pants scrunched up, ready to get 100%. Nasty on you.
Yep. So, like, and then not only that, but then there's also people in there that fought more in there that fight less out here. And there's people that fight more out here, but wasn't even trying to get down in the cell in there.
I know that knife work gonna come.
100%. So it's or people out here trying to pretend like they with knife work, but in there wasn't with nothing.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Because there ain't no guns in jail. Yeah, you got not a fight, you got not a
And
stab,
it's the jungle. Yeah. And it's the jungle. And only the strong will survive.
And it's the numbers.
It's the numbers game.
That was really gonna get you, nigga. You can fight good, stab good, all, but nigga, come with them numbers, you buy yourself and all that. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. Or you got to group up with other niggas. Now you got to pay and got to make sure you feed niggas. Hey, man, it's different, bro. Stay out of them situations, man. Thank God I never been. I'm never going, man.
Well, niggas, they be acting tough, but they was getting extorted in there. And then the girl put money on the nigga books for your survival. They got you on subscription.
Nigga was watching you, boy.
100%.
Just watching you get them visits.
Yeah, 100%.
Just watching you hit that canteen.
Yeah, but there's not. What the thing was is how I am is exactly what I say I was. You know what I'm saying? And even you ran into people that have been in prison with me before, and they've said the same shit in my line.
Like three different niggas. They said the same exact script.
You know what I'm saying?
Stood his own, stood out his way. If he had to do what he had to do, he did it.
And I'm a loner by default. This is who I am. You know what I'm saying? And if y'all see me in public, like, don't get me wrong, y'all watch our social media, I'm exactly what I show you I am. But it's a highlight version. So you see me talking when I'm talking. But if I'm just in a regular world in natural habitat, I'm not saying a motherfucking word. Right. You see what I'm saying? I'm actually going to be way more reclusive. But you let me know you show me love and then you fuck with a nigga, I'm going to fuck with you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you're going to get my best right through the door. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, I'm reclusive. I like doing my own thing, being big loner, all that shit. Because a lot of people paint an image of what they are in the public and what they are in private is two totally different
totally
things.
Totally different things, man.
You know what I'm saying?
And speaking of all that prison shit, I see that now Illinois, like, they doing something like no bail for certain offenses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Starting in January 1st, 2023, which is not that far.
Nope.
And people was calling it the purge, since we're talking about prison and all this. This is a great segue. So now there's no bail for these offenses, right? So in Illinois, now one of the most violent, crazy shit we ever seen alive, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in Illinois, it's a non-detainable offense beginning January 1st, 2023. Aggravated battery.
Aggravated battery.
Aggravated
battery. Aggravated DUI. Aggravated fleeing.
Arson, burglary, drug-induced homicide, intimidation, kidnapping, robbery, secondary murder, threatening a public official. We don't care about that. But that second degree murder crazy, that robbery crazy, kidnapping crazy, intimidation, burglary crazy, drug-induced homicide crazy, arson crazy, aggravated fleeing, DUI, crazy.
Aggravated
battery, that could be knife work, beat you with the bat work, you know what I'm saying, choke work. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What does that got going on, brother?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That's pretty much everything.
So that means no bail.
Oh, none of
on that. Reconnaissance. You could kill a nigga. On reconnaissance, put a little ankle bracelet on, you let you out. I didn't murder a nigga 2 days ago. It was just right then and there, though. I didn't plot it out. It was second degree.
Yeah, I wonder if they, since it's not on, is it bail for first degree murder?
I hope so, shit. It better be.
But it's just not second degree.
Yeah, and why they making this public? Like they.
And I don't see aggravated robbery on there either.
And it's called the Safety Act. Nigga, what safety?
Maybe the aggravated battery is all under the umbrella of anything aggravated.
Yeah, so
aggravated. So for those who don't know, when you get charged with aggravated, it's a crime against a person.
It's like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you got strong arm robberies, you got different types of robberies, and then you got aggravated robbery, and then you got assault, and you got, like,
what's a robbery when you have a weapon?
Pretty much aggravated robbery.
Yeah, that's that, right?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Whew.
So, yeah.
That's crazy.
But it's different. Every city stays different. You know what I'm saying? But in Minnesota, obviously I can just speak from my experience. We had a weapon. And it was a person's aggravated.
So they don't get detained at the county jail. So they get booked and let right out on that. No bail, they don't go to county jail. Type give them a ticket or something. It sounds like to me some shit. Am I tripping?
It do kind of sound, it's kind of confused. That's what I'm saying. It's kind of vague because even all the other stuff, you like, damn, I wonder, because they don't got every list of everything. So like burglary, they don't got the offense. They don't got first degree, second degree. It's just burglary.
Yeah.
Is it all burglaries?
Yeah.
But I don't see, you see robbery, but then, I guess it's just all under the same thing. So there's robbery there and there's aggravated battery. So I'm assuming if there's robbery, any form of robbery, which is aggravated. So I guess so.
because it's believed on that January 1st, more than half of the inmates in the Wapama County Jail alone will be, I guess they must be free. I guess they're going to be letting niggas out, too, that's got that shit in there, that's sitting in jail.
Right.
They let you niggas out.
Mm.
Man, goddamn. Stay out of Illinois, man. Shout out to all my people in Carmadale, man. But I ain't going. You know niggas like to come from Chicago down to the Carmadale hide shit.
Yeah, Minnesota is Illinois, and it's Illinois close. Is Minnesota, too.
Yeah, it's close, boy.
Yeah, for sure.
One dude got in trouble for saying that. Minnesota is like a off-brand Chicago rapper named Gravy, white boy rapper, one of the biggest rappers from Minnesota. Like, I give him his props. Shout out to my guy, Zach, who always managed him. He had a song with Lil Baby and all that. He'd be going on tours. Little white nerd rapper nigga, you know what I'm saying? But he said, he had an interview with Vlad. He said, Minnesota's like a fake Chicago. Mm-hmm. Boy, they want to hurt him. You know, them niggas ain't playing, because we know Minnesota serious. Nigga, from the north side, nigga, you know, I know the most, the south of the south and south sides. So it's like, niggas ain't accepting that, boy.
For sure.
Nigga, Minnesota real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Minnesota ain't no off-brand Chicago. Nigga, Minnesota, Minnesota, boy. Minneapolis? Yeah. What?
Different.
Man, you better relax.
I think that's any city and state. Any hood that's anywhere, it's going to be like, you know what I'm saying? They're going to stand on one. I don't know why, but I get it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, want to be tough, man. I'm from here. Like, I think you just broke in the hood, but relax. Like, right. That ain't cool. Like, but I always tell motherfuckers that.
The L.A. is L.A., right? New York is New York.
Them different.
Illinois is Illinois, right? But the thing is, though, it's like, you got to work. You got to be on P's and Q's everywhere. And you got
green juice.
Be cautious for sure. You got to be cautious how you move regardless. But those cities and states that you don't know very much about that's got a pure hood, you got to understand they don't got the rapport and the name of them bigger
don't
cities
get
and states.
Fucked up or Mr.
So you got to really watch out for them too. You know what I'm saying? Because they out to prove something.
I was in Utah visiting my brother. Right? I never get this, man. And this was like a couple years ago. I was out there visiting my brother. And we got in the club. It's a cool club. You know, Trent, known there. He's the nicest guy in the world. No one dislikes Trent my whole life. When we was kids, I had to beat up a couple people for him. But once he got older, middle school, high school, no, never had a problem in his life. Everybody loved this nigga. So we in Utah. Everybody loved we in the club and all that. We leaving out and all this niggas talking to him and all that. I'm like, hey, man, let's get out of here. Man, you want to sit around, talk to everybody outside the club. Hey, man. Let's go. He's like, man, we in Utah, man.
Nothing no
like
that lingering.
Happened. I said, nigga, let's get out of here, nigga. I ain't sitting around talking to nobody. Got me standing around talking to niggas outside no club, man. We in Utah, ain't like that. Everywhere like that, nigga. Right. We doing that, some big old Tongan Crip niggas come out. I guess it's some Tongan Crips in Utah, if y'all don't know. It's like some big, like, they got a thing out there. Yeah. Niggas come up there, what's up, man? This one I'm organic, too. Oh, I saw you Utah. I'm like, oh, what's up, man? See, Trinidad, I tell you, motherfucker, they got these niggas talking to me. Yeah. Get the fuck out of this motherfucker, man. Got in that car and left. And then we go to a strip club. Them same niggas in the back, when we park, they in the back there with us. I'm like, man, we were coming there with y'all. I said, man, let's go home, man.
Time to go.
Yeah.
Time to vacate the premises.
We go to the strip club. Them niggas out there, too. Oh, man, we don't go in there with y'all. I'll be right there, man. Hey, they start walking up. Trin, drive us home, man.
Hey, Sappy, though.
I was in that bitch paranoid. He's like, man, this nigga, three of them don't be. Hey, man, take me home. Yeah,
you be moving right, though.
I got to, bro.
You be moving right.
You know what I'm saying? I just know. You know what I'm saying? I just know how this happened to people, and I ain't finna be one of them. All praise the Most High. I'm just gonna continue to be that way, bro.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, even in Utah, nigga.
Everybody should be doing their best to do that.
Damn right, you know nigga. Say what you want, nigga. Yep, I'm a paranoid, I'm a nervous, scared nigga.
It should be.
But hey, boy.
Don't keep a motherfucker alive.
I don't want no problem with you, but just know. You don't want no problem with me.
Problem solver, huh?
Oh, yeah. But all right, man, that's episode, what did 38 special, man. Pairs up for being P&B 38
rap. Special for you clever niggas, man.
Yo, for sure, man. Shout out to him. Oh, he did say that, huh?
Yeah, you know
what I'm saying? Pairs up for P&B rock, man. Hey, organic love to Sauce Walker, man. Even though he tried to run off with the steppery. Hey. But glad you made that your situation, man.
Sure,
you know
man.
What I'm saying? RIP to the other man that lost his life. You know what I'm saying? In that situation. Shit is real everywhere, bro. You know what I'm saying? Even, you know what I'm saying, Crondo, Rondo, your situation with your homeboy. Hey, man, everybody got to stay prayed up, stay protected, man. We don't do all the negativity.
Real quick, how you feel about them stepping out the gang type with it, though?
Come on, bro. That's embarrassing. You should have kept that to yourself. Like, why you make that? But that's weird. You acting like a bitch that break up with a nigga and make an announcement. Like, why are you doing that? Just keep it to yourself.
Yeah, if you go
stay on the internet and just live your life. Like, Nigga, and it's a game, nigga. That's weird as hell. Like, yeah. Nigga, you making it worse now. These niggas want you now. We got you. We got back door. Oh, yeah, don't worry about it, brother. You ain't got to do the flat no more. We still got you. And then Nigga send you out to dry. Nigga, you got everybody on you now. That's big dumb. Yeah. You shouldn't have said nothing. Just fade the black boob and disappear and stop fucking with niggas. Do it that and move strategic, man.
Yeah.
Alpo the situation.
I think some people like that, like, you know, not talking about him and his example, but like, let's say people that join gangs, like, you know, like you, some foster home, group home, same shit, right?
Yeah.
Like I was in the group home when I was a kid, right?
Serious.
For a period of time. So you got to think in those situations, if you ain't got no father figure or other people like that, right? You join gangs to kind of get
most definitely
a camaraderie kind of thing, right?
Love.
So, you know, if you join a gang for the wrong reasons, right? Which nobody should join gang, kids, right? But it's like, you know, when you join it for the wrong reasons and then next thing you know, something goes sideways like that, then you move like that. You get what I'm saying? So it's like when you move like that, it's like, you should already know. Like, if you join the gang for the right reasons, you should already know. Like, if you ain't doing X, Y, and Z, it ain't the outcome.
It ain't gonna be good for you, brother.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you already know the understanding of it. So if you even think you could do that, nigga, you must one. Your motherfucking.
Some people join right. That's why I say some. That's why I brought the group home thing. Some people join it for the camaraderie or the family of it, or to feel accepted. You know, but it's gonna come with some other shit. You know
come
what I'm
with
saying?
All that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's mandatory. It's nothing. Like, it's that little part cool, but the rest of that shit is straight bullshit. They're going to let you know that's with it, too.
For sure.
We're going to turn get our that backs without on that. You. We're going to fuck your girl. We're going to, you know what I'm saying, do everything violate you. We're going to love you, get a little love, too, but all the other bullshit come with it. Okay? Yeah,
100%.
Sign up for it.
Yeah, so you signed up for it. Yeah, hey, listen, man, don't join gangs, kids. Don't, you know what I'm saying, or anybody out there, because I know grown men. When I was in prison, I seen grown men. Joining gangs in prison. You know
for
saying?
Sure. They don't do that.
I never
turn Muslim and all that.
I never did that
nigga,
shit.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So, it'd be like...
Hebrews,
you
know, and all that.
The Muslim thing and the Hebrew, that I don't care. Like, but the gangs, you know what I'm saying? But don't get me wrong. In prison, some of them religions can be the gangs.
What you talking about? Yeah, them niggas are what?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, that's more religion.
Yeah, it's religion, you know, but them niggas is structured.
Yeah, they're not to be played with. You know what I'm saying? The Muslim boy, they get you.
And they even doing the 52 block training.
And then they go, what make them so dangerous is the fact that they going to hit you with the peace, love, and prosperity.
And they get you. Yeah.
And then, well, you nobody look at
that. Right out the goddamn, boom. 100%.
So, yeah, man, listen, people. You know what I mean? If you going, like, he announced when he was in the gang, right? You want everybody to know, but then I guess he's saying he wanted everybody to know when he wasn't, when he denounced it.
R.I.P., man. You know what I'm saying?
Episode 30.
You got to deal with that, boy. That's hefty. All sides of the street.
So you say he should just walked off, don't say
nothing. I'd have walked off and said, no, y'all just got to figure
that's
it out.
That's what I would have done.
Y'all got to figure me out. Hey, what y'all doing? I'm over here, brother. Where y'all at? I'm going to be in the mall. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Shit, me. I'm cool. Another story before I get up out. That happened to me one time. Me and my dog, Bill, we was cool with like some real like GDs and stuff when we was in Carbondale, right? It was supposed to be in a fight. We supposed to went to go fight the Vice Lords. I was with them niggas. We rode to go beat them. As we pull up on them niggas, boom, we was about to meet them in the middle of the street. Boom, police pull out of nowhere, right? Boom, we run. Boom, we fall off a bike. Me and Bill fall. I scrape my whole body up. I'm hurt. Ah, the rocks. Boom. They run that way. But them niggas came around the Vice Lords. Niggas had fucking poles. Nigga had wood with fucking nails on that shit. I said, damn, them niggas was trying to goddamn kill us. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, we run off. Boom. Later that day, we going to the park to go hoop. Like, man, I ain't fuck with that shit more. My niggas, but I'm through. The head nigga, his name is LeBron, which is crazy. It's only
crazy.
One. His name is LeBron. I told
what
him
last about, name?
Neil. LeBron Neil. He probably gonna hear this too, because I remember I told this story before, and they were like, man, nigga, you know, niggas were
real
far.
Quick.
Yeah, so, but anyway, as I'm walking down, we walk back, we didn't even go to the park. This is later, like 6 o'clock. We walk to the park to go hoop like we supposed to be doing instead of hanging around these niggas trying to be tough. This nigga LeBron, the leader of the niggas, right? Later on, he killed 2 people, by the way, and he was like 17. Smoked
him. He free right now?
Hell no. So he's the leader of the
team. He ain't going to see that then, but you never know in prison.
No, he been like, that's what I'm saying, in prison. I told the story in Organic Tales, nigga, like.
Oh, yeah.
But, so we walk and we see him, and we know what he about. This is before he killed niggas, but he a fighting nigga, he a crazy nigga, but he a cool
live wire.
Definitely.
You know what's crazy? It's true, though, because the most live wires that be killing and fighting, they're the most nicest and coolest legendary people as far as personality.
Yep.
They say that about King Von, too.
Yeah, you got that. Or you a leader, so you got that.
Yeah. But then they ain't trying to prove nothing because they know what they is.
And he got
it's the ones that's always trying to prove something, but
that
go ahead.
That nigga was the one, you know what I'm saying? And everybody knew it. So that nigga seen us because he always fuck with us because, you know, we cool niggas, but we still was around him, nigga. So he was like, hey, nigga, what's up? I saw y'all was there. I'm like, yeah. He like, nigga, mind you, me and Bill like, nigga, hey, we finna go to the park, man. Fuck them niggas. You know what?
Because you still got the rocks in your flesh.
Yeah, all my shit burnt, like, my fucking tire burned. So we'd walk, he like, hey, man, y'all come with us tonight at 7. We'll go meet them niggas again. Me and Bill was like, nigga, hell yeah, nigga. I'm going to be there, nigga. Nigga, I'm coming. I'm going to be there.
6:40. I'm going to beat you there. I ain't going to meet you there. I'm going to beat you there.
And so that nigga, he like, all right, man, I'm going to hit y'all up, nigga. We went to the park, nigga. I went to the park, nigga. Went straight home. Locked the door, nigga. Went to sleep. Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you talking about? Niggas. Nigga, I quit. Fuck you talking about? Nigga, that knives sit on the goddamn 2x4 knives. The nails on the nigga. That nigga's crazy. That
nigga trying to hurt me.
Nigga, I'm going to the pot. Nigga, hit me with that bitch in my head. What?
I don't blame you. Fuck that shit, man. Hell nah. That shit.
Well, right, man.
The motherfucking, where that motherfucker at, man?
The jig is up.
Oh, it was. I said, Bill, you see the nigga had the.
Don't get it fucked up. The motherfucker.
Niggas had a handful
of. Yeah, that Hellraiser in the back.
Yeah, a handful of broken glass and shit with glue. I said, hell no, nah, these niggas tripping. Fuck, you see that? He said, yeah. I said, shit. Go to the pot, man.
He had that motherfucking back from The Walking Dead.
Definitely had that motherfucker with the railroad spikes in that bitch, nigga. Our niggas was equipped. Nigga, we just had these. We had these motherfuckers. Pops off on Friday. Shit. We about to get slaughtered.
Yeah, 100%.
Cops came out of nowhere, bro. And my dog Will, he'll tell you that was a real story, nigga. We said, tell me you don't go back. Nigga, I'm going home. But
funny
yeah.
As fuck.
Episode 38 special, man. Yeah. Hold your head, SRT up to the death, man. Hey, make sure you like, share, subscribe, tell a friend.
If y'all want any brand deals, y'all want to get your product placement on the podcast, man, make sure you DM my dog, Mr. Organic. Mr. Organic with a K, man, on Instagram. You know what I'm saying?
The guy, we up out of here, man. Keep it pure. I got it.
Started at the bottom, dreamt of a Hellcat, now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette, now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith, no doubts about it. Made my mama proud. Every time she see me, nigga, she just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud. Every time she see me.